KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have light snow, and it's currently 30 degrees in Atlantic. We picked up 0.3 inch of snowfall here at the Nishna Valley's official weather station overnight. Also, some thunderstorms rolled through around midnight, dropping some heavier rain, also some sleet, and even hail in some locations. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. We do have one change now. The Atlantic Community School District, which earlier was running 2 hours late, has just informed us they will cancel classes for today. Again, no school in Atlantic for today. Also, no classes for Adair Casey or AHSTW. Audubon schools are running 2 hours late with no morning preschool. Charter Oak Ute has canceled classes for today. As of now, Exira EHK is 2 hours late. Griswold, Guthrie Center, Harlan, and the Shelby County Catholic Schools. Riverside, also Trainer, Underwood, and Woodbine have all canceled classes for today. Atlantic Jack and Jill Preschool at the Y will not have any morning preschool, and Child Watch starts at 10 a.m. Atlantic Little Lambs Preschool is closed today. Atlantic Head Start, which had reported earlier a two-hour late start. No doubt they will probably change that, but as of the last report, Atlantic Head Start is 2 hours late. Also, no morning classes at the Nishna Valley Family YMCA today, and the Museum of Danish America in Elkhorn is closed. But again, our latest edition, no school now in Atlantic. The National Weather Service says a winter weather advisory remains in effect until 9 p.m. today for Shelby, Pottawatomie, and Mills counties, and a winter weather advisory in effect until midnight tonight for Cass, Audubon, Guthrie, and Dallas counties. A winter storm warning remains in effect until 9 p.m. for Monona and Harrison counties, and a blizzard warning remains in effect until midnight tonight for Sac, Crawford, Carroll, and Greene counties. A slow-moving storm system has dropped nearly 2 feet of snow in western Nebraska as it moves eastward through Iowa, covering highways and making travel treacherous. The interstates and major highways remained open this morning despite the blowing snow and drifting. In Iowa late last night, numerous accidents were reported on Interstate 80 near Avoca, with motorists contending with quickly changing weather conditions from rain to heavy snow, depending on where you were along the highway. The National Weather Service even issued its first severe thunderstorm warning of the season for eastern Cass, northern Adair, and southern Guthrie counties, where hail was being reported. Iowa officials reported that an accident had forced the closure of a northbound lane of Interstate 35 in northern Iowa, but no fatalities were reported. In Nebraska, National Weather Service meteorologist Mike Jemski says the big system let loose Wednesday night over Alliance in the Nebraska Panhandle. Snowfall of 22 inches was reported there by Thursday afternoon. He says the total could reach 25 to 26 inches by the time the storm exits later this afternoon. Elsewhere in the news, members of the Griswold Community School District's Facility Committee met Wednesday evening during a work session to assess the district's current facilities. Griswold Superintendent Dave Hendricks told KJAN News as a result of that meeting, a special school board meeting was scheduled for Tuesday, March 7th at 7 p.m. in the high school auditorium. The public and stakeholders in the future of the district should plan to attend.
For the past several months, the facilities committee has been carefully evaluating the cost to maintain multiple school buildings while considering long-term operational impacts. During the March 7th special board meeting, which is focused on school facilities, the committee and the architect representing the school will share their findings and make a final recommendation to the Board of Education regarding the next steps.
He says with the school board's consent, the committee intends to further define the plans, the cost, and educational benefits for the students.
School district patrons and the public are more than welcome to attend this public meeting to learn more.
The facilities committee, he says, feels like they're ready to make a recommendation to the school board, and the board will be asked whether they wish to approve that recommendation. Speaking of education, a GOP-led legislative committee, our subcommittee that is, has approved a bill that would allow an unlimited number of students in Iowa to enroll in for-profit virtual schools that receive state education funding. A subcommittee of the Senate Education Committee approved the bill on Thursday, and it now heads to the full committee. Enrollment in virtual schools is currently capped at several hundred students in Iowa. Students from around the state are technically part of two school districts that contract with two out-of-state for-profit companies that offer online curriculum. The system allows state education dollars to go to those companies. Republican Senator Amy Sinclair, the bill's sponsor, says the proposal gives more students and parents additional choices over educational opportunities Some groups registered against the measure say it takes more money out of public schools. In the funeral announcements this morning, Marlene Elsie Buffman, age 77, of Harlan, died Tuesday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Marlene Buffman will be held today at 10 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Marion Martin, age 86, of Harlan, died February 11th in Council Bluffs. A memorial service for Marion Martin will be today at 4 o'clock at the Little Flower Haven Chapel in Erling. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home has the arrangements. Naomi Noni Barks, age 82, of Panora, died Tuesday at Panora Specialty Care. Funeral services for Noni Barks will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Panora United Methodist Church. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. James Earlbeck, age 73, of Manning, died Monday at the Manning Plaza Nursing Home. A mass of Christian burial for James Earlbeck will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Leland Johnson, age 93, of Greenfield, died January 9th at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Memorial services for Leland Johnson will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Elmer Wegeman, age 92, of Harlan, died February 3rd at Murtu Medical Center. A mass of Christian burial for Elmer Wegeman will be on Saturday at 11 o'clock at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance with Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan in charge of arrangements. Theodore Ted Wickman, Jr., age 86, of Atlantic, died February 16th in Naples, Florida. A memorial service for Ted Wickman, Jr. will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. Richard Schilberg, age 67, of Greenfield, died Wednesday at Thomas Rest Haven in Coon Rapids. A mass of Christian burial for Richard Schilberg will be on Sunday at 1 o'clock at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. And Troy Bomstead, age 50, who's formerly of Irwin, died February 18th in Virginia. Memorial services for Troy Bomstead will be held March 3rd at 10:30 a.m. at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Do have one other announcement to pass along to you. The cardiac rehab at Cass County Memorial Hospital for today is canceled. Again, no cardiac rehab at CCMH. The news was brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.